Over. HK. Mobile. For TFW. What are you doing up on a Friday morning?
Down to have the entry door fixed on the tow truck where the gate hit it.
That.
We needed a little company this morning.
It was a little quiet this morning for sure.
Stinks after you get used to being able to talk on the radio, doesn't it?
Said every morning riding to work, you know, and then all of a sudden it's dead. It's like, man, it seems really dead then.
Monday and Thursday when I leave the house early, there's typically nobody on there, so I got that first 45 minutes of the drive. There's nobody. It's kind of quiet.
Yeah, this afternoon I scheduled a oil change for this thing up there in Spartanburg at that dealership since it was free.
It was free?
It's just hard to find, to fit stuff into your schedule these days, it seems like.
It is. It's like scheduling is just a nightmare anymore. I mean, it used to be bad, but it's like 10 times worse.
Schedule here, the one here in Greer, just, you know, drop it off on Saturday morning, come back later and pick it up.
Go for you.
Schedule it there. I mean, that's how I used to do it with my other car, or actually Susan's Jeep when I worked at the other place. I just drive over to the Jeep place, and there was a guy that was coming in early, and he'd just swing by and pick me up.
Roger that. It's nice when you have somebody that you can connect with to work out something like that. It helps out drastically.
Right about that. Bad spot if you said something.
No, I was just agreeing with that last comment about nice to have somebody to connect with and get things done, help you move around.
The agenda today, besides getting the door fixed?
Just making a bunch of phone calls while they're doing that, and after they're done, I got a couple little errands I gotta run, and my uncle wants to meet for lunch down in Easley, so I'll probably do that. Just one of those odds and ends days today.
At least it's a Friday and not a Saturday, right?
Work tomorrow, too. Got to drive all the way down to Anderson to our district meeting.
Well, at least you won't have to take your tool truck, right?
That's a good thing, but I don't know. So, there won't be any day off this week.
Wait, your head down there to Greenwood.
I already talked to them about going down next Friday.
Good time. Like today might be a biscuit morning. KN4 TFW.
Same here.
In this intersection right here, as you come into Lyman, it's a catastrophe. I feel it already.
They're working on the road everywhere, it seems like.
Don't have to go to Kentucky until the grandson is born in June sometime. Daughter said that, you know, she'd rather Susan come up there then and spend a couple extra days rather than coming up, you know, now and seeing her when she's usually she's pretty ugly when she ain't feeling good.
I understand what you're saying.
She's like, I told you not to come before 2:00. I'm like, really? Hold on a minute, let me order this biscuit.
Tried that new biscuitville right down the road from you?
It's when it first opened up. It's pretty good. They got some unique stuff in there. Busy. KN4 TFW.
Just open for breakfast and lunch, aren't they?
It was like 2:00.
Who was going to be out here this morning?
Coming in.
Do I was struggling getting up this morning.
A bit better this morning, too. And then I'm going underneath the sauna.
4HK, standing by.
Back on the road, KN4TFW.
Long, what'd you get for breakfast?
I just picked up sausage and egg biscuit. You usually can't go wrong with that.
It's hard to mess that up, but I've had places mess that up.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Eggs up. Man, I've tried it a couple of times, but I just can't get into their food.
Getting scratchy up here.
The eggs up.
That eggs up. Let's jump over to 285 QSY AO4HK.
KM4TFW QSY 285.